Hi, I'm Robin Reed, graduate student at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education, reading on behalf of Dr. Jim Cummings, also at OISE. This is Research for Teachers number 9, Teaching English Language Learners. English language learners are a highly diverse group whose defining characteristic is that their first language is other than English, or a variety of English significantly different from that used in schools. Many of these students were born in Canada. Those born outside of Canada may have arrived at any stage in their school careers. Some arrive with their families as voluntary immigrants. Others are refugees fleeing disasters in their home countries. Those who arrive as voluntary immigrants after the age of 6 are likely to have received formal education in their home countries and may enter Canadian schools with strong academic skills in their first language. Refugee students may have missed out on formal schooling for several years, and some may have experienced physical or emotional trauma. This diversity is reflected in patterns of academic achievement. Research across Canada over 30 years shows that when given sufficient time to catch up academically, English language learners, as a group, perform at least as well as students whose home language is English. However, this pattern masks significant variation across different groups. In general, students from refugee backgrounds experience more academic difficulties than students from higher socioeconomic backgrounds whose families were voluntary immigrants. Students whose home language literacy skills are well developed also tend to develop stronger English literacy skills, reflecting cross-linguistic transfer of concepts and learning skills. An important question for educators supporting English language learners is the length of time required to learn the language. The acquisition trajectories vary along three dimensions. 1. Everyday conversational language. Students typically acquire fluency in everyday conversational language with 1 or 2 years of exposure to English. This rapid acquisition reflects the fact that there are many clues to meaning in face-to-face conversation, such as eye contact, gestures, facial expressions, intonations, etc. Thus, students don't need to know as much of the language to understand or to make themselves understood. 2. Discrete language skills. In primary grade, students typically make grade-appropriate progress in acquiring rule-governed aspects of the language, such as phonological awareness, decoding, and spelling skills. The rules and patterns underlying these discrete language skills are typically taught with reference to high-frequency words, with the result that English language learners are not disadvantaged as a result of gaps that may exist in their overall knowledge of English vocabulary. 3. Academic language proficiency. Students typically require at least 5 years to catch up to native speakers in academic language proficiency. This extended trajectory is a result of A, the complexity of academic language, and B, the fact that English language learners are attempting to catch up to a moving target, namely native speakers of English whose academic language and literacy skills are increasing significantly from one grade level to the next. The complexity of academic language reflects A, the vocabulary in texts that include many low-frequency and technical words that we almost never use in everyday conversation. These words are typically of Latin and Greek origin and include words like predict, photosynthesis, sequence, and revolution. The complexity of academic language also reflects increasingly sophisticated grammatical constructions, such as passive voice, that again are almost never used in everyday conversation. The fact that many students require instructional support across the curriculum for several years after they have become reasonably fluent in conversational English gives rise to several implications for classroom instruction and the development of school-based language policies. School-based policies are developed collaboratively by educators in a school district to articulate shared principles underlying effective classroom instruction. Policies that address the academic path and learning realities of English language learners will start from the fact that language is infused in all academic content, such as science, math, social studies, etc. Thus, effective classroom instruction will enable English language learners to gain access to grade-appropriate curriculum content and support students in expanding their knowledge of academic English as they learn curriculum content. Based on this understanding of effective instruction, a school policy might include provisions for teachers to articulate language objectives in addition to content objectives in the teaching of all content subjects. Such policies might also address strategies for making content comprehensible for English language learners, implementing accommodations in assessment, viewing students' home languages as important resources for learning, and fostering homeschool partnerships to promote student success. Within the classroom, research points to a set of instructional strategies that all teachers can implement to expand students' grasp of academic English. The author highlights the following five strategies. 1. Maximize literacy engagement. A significant body of research points to literacy engagement as a central determinant of literacy development. Instruction that motivates English language learners to read extensively and discuss what they are reading is crucial to enable them to catch up academically. 2. Scaffold instruction. Teachers scaffold instruction for English language learners through the use of graphic organizers, visuals, demonstrations, and other strategies that make academic content more comprehensible to students. 3. Connect to students' lives. Learning can be defined as the integration of new knowledge or skills with the knowledge or skills that we already possess. Effective instruction for English language learners will activate prior knowledge and build background knowledge as needed. 4. Affirm students' identities. Students who feel their culture and identity validated in the classroom are much more likely to engage academically than those who feel ignored or devalued. The publication of student writing and creative project work, such as on a school website, and ideally both in English and in the students' home languages, is highly effective in reinforcing students' academic and cultural identities. 5. Expand language knowledge and awareness across the curriculum. Not surprisingly, students' knowledge of academic language will expand when teachers across the curriculum explain how language works and stimulate students' curiosity about language.